good evening, Green Bay Packers fans. I'm not used to saying good evening on Railbird Central. Welcome to our draft day special. The Green Bay Packers have just selected their newest member. It is Nick Perry, an outside linebacker from the University of Southern California. What we're going to be doing throughout the course of the NFL draft is be talking to our contributors and the guy who did the outside linebacker profile.
Wonderful, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. I really like the pick, and I want to know if you do as well.
Yeah, well, Packer Nation and both of us are, I think, are pretty happy tonight. This is the third draft in a row that I've been praying for an outside linebacker, and I guess third time's the charm. We got our guy.
Yeah, you know, same here. I've always thought the outside linebacker position is very key in the 3-4 defense. I just look at what the Pittsburgh Steelers have. You see James Harrison there and his partner over on the other side of the line of scrimmage just causing havoc. I mean, don't you think that's a key position in the 3-4 defense?
Without a doubt, and that's what Perry did at Southern Cal. You know, that's what he was known for, was creating havoc. You know, disrupting the pocket, chasing down ball carriers and quarterbacks. He's a strong guy. He's got a strong inside move as well as rushing on the edge. He's just a pocket collapser and exactly what the doctor ordered for the Packers.
Okay, so we know he causes havoc, but of course, he was a defensive end in college. He played in a three-point stance. You know, not a guy who...
The NFL scouting report on him, the official NFL scouting report, and it's talking about teams that were looking at him as outside linebacker. And, you know, the ones that are see very fluid movements from Perry. They see him being able to change direction fluidly, which is one of the first things you look for in an outside linebacker. So they're optimistic that he can play that position.
So a criticism of Nick Perry is that, does the motor run all the time? Does he take plays off? I've seen it on highlight videos. I'll admit I haven't watched a whole lot of tape on him. But, I mean, I know you've done a little bit yourself. I mean, what do you see as this guy is like being an issue now that he's in the NFL? Will the motor run all the time?
Well, that's an excellent question, Brian, and probably really the only question mark that is out there regarding Nick Perry. He's a guy that really, until last season, I think really wasn't even that interested in football, to be honest. You know, I don't think he took it as seriously as he could have, but in 2011, he showed a lot more motivation on the field, and that's the key, is, you know, self-motivation on the field, because he certainly has all the talent, all the abilities, and, you know, if you have a guy that needs to get kicked in the butt a little bit, well, I think we have the outside linebackers coach to do that.
Certainly. I mean, Kevin Green is known for motivating his players, to say the least. I mean, he's going to be out there all three downs, more than likely. Is he a guy that can play the run as well? What does perhaps the NFL scouting report say about his ability to play against the run, hold up against the run?
Well, what they talk about is his strength. And they talk about long arms. Very good at using his hands to keep opponents off his feet, so he's good at averting cut blocks, and he takes proper angles to seal off the outside running game and force ball carriers, you know, back inside, which is certainly the main problem that Eric Walden had for the Packers last season. So I'm having trouble finding something negative to say about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as far as negatives go, the one thing is just the inconsistent motor. And I suppose we could speculate here. Do you think a couple million dollars will be enough to motivate him?
that and a few kicks in his rear end by Kevin Green.
I suppose. Okay, now we've talked about Nick Perry a little bit. Now, how about where he fits into the team? So, I mean, is he a starter, you think, from day one? Do you think the Packers just insert him there and not look back? Do they even give these other guys a chance? They just signed Eric Walden.
If he's not the starter, something is very, very wrong in Green Bay. Next camp, he has got to be the starter. I mean, they're going to plug him in just like they plugged in Matthews. They're going to coach him up, and he and Matthews are going to be USC Packers outside linebacker bookends for years to come. You know, you mentioned Walden. Yeah, they did re-sign Walden, but really, he's just inexpensive insurance is really all it was. You know, I'm sure he signed a minimum deal, you know, for 1 year. They didn't know what was going to happen in the draft, so at least they wanted some backup plan. But, you know, who knows if he even makes the team in camp.
How does the Packers defense do now? Obviously, they were last in the last in NFL history, the worst in NFL history against the pass last year. Gave up the most passing yards, at least. What kind of difference does Nick Perry make? And I guess we're just gazing into a crystal ball here. But how much of an effect do you think he can have in his rookie year?
Well, I think he can have a significant effect. I think he's going to, you know, reduce the amount of time that opposing quarterbacks have to sit back there and pick apart the Packers secondary, you know, which now we know is going to be missing Nick Collins.
Is this a guy who's going, you know what, and again, it's gazing into a crystal ball, I suppose, but I mean, is this a Pro Bowl type player, do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ready to go that far. You know, I think he could be like a top 10 to 15 outside linebacker in the league for sure. You know, given 3 years or so, let's say, not right off the bat. But I'm not quite sure I'd go Pro Bowl yet. I have to see him on the field for a year first before I say that.
What was your prediction before the Packers took Nick Perry? Did you think they would take him with the guys who were left on the board? Let's see, you know, some of the guys they had available to him were Courtney Upshaw, the Harrison Smith, the safety from Notre Dame, Kendall Rias, the defensive lineman from Connecticut. Did you think they would go with Perry?
No, I definitely didn't think they'd go with Kendall Rias, just too early for him. The folks that I've talked to at NFL Scouting think he's a 4-3 defensive end. He was a great value. I don't know if anyone's since taken him. I'm not really watching the draft at the moment, but he's a heck of a value for somebody, but I think more for a 4-3 team. So I'm not surprised the Packers passed there. And who was the other person you mentioned?
I guess Harrison Smith was just one who came to my mind.
No, not a first-rounder. Not a first-rounder, Harrison Smith.
Yeah. Did you think the Packers would take Perry, though, when they were on the clock, knowing, you know, who was available?
I expected a trade back. You know, once we got to 28 and I saw that Upshaw was the best player, I thought that they could trade back a couple if a trade was there and still get whoever they liked, the best on their board. But we were hearing that Thompson was on the phone talking to teams. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But possibly he tried, but just couldn't find a partner. So he stayed where he was, and he took his guy anyway.
Yeah, I suppose I should apologize here. You know, all of a sudden, we were hearing reports that the Packers had traded the pick on Twitter from several sources, including our own Aaron Nagler. Ends up not being the case. The Baltimore Ravens actually did trade up, just not with the Packers. I think it was, who did they trade up with, the Vikings, perhaps? I don't even know. But what needs do you still see on this team? What do you think they take in the second and third rounds tomorrow, day two?
Well, I'd love to be able to find a defensive end in the second round, you know. Or a safety. In my mock today, actually, I think I had mocked Casey Hayward, who's a cornerback, but is really being looked at seriously as a conversion to safety. You know, he's a hard hitter, and he's got great field vision, and a lot of NFL scouts are seeing him as a potential safety. So I don't know that I probably, if Harrison Smith were there that late in the second, I'd probably take him. Not that I think he's the end-all or be-all, but I think he'd be a good value at that point. But I'd be more inclined to, again, look for more pocket collapsers, you know, more this time somebody in the front three there, a defensive end that can bring pressure from the inside, like Colin Jenkins used to do for the Packers.
I love the pick of Casey Hayward, actually. I mean, who knows if he'll be available or when he's going to come off the board, but, just seeing what he did at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, crossing my fingers on that one. I don't think he'll last that long, but, stranger things have happened.
Well, Al, thank you for joining us. I guess I'm kind of out of questions here. That they all kind of came off the top of my head here, seeing as I never knew who the Packers would take. So, but I think we've covered Nick Perry pretty well, actually, for being doing it right on the spot here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on.
And we appreciate you giving us all your coverage for Pro Football Draft Preview as well. So thanks a lot, Al.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Have a good night and go Pack.
Go Pack. Al Bracco, Jersey Al Bracco of allgreenbaypackers.com, joining us to talk Nick Perry. And you know, just what I thought I would do here briefly, and I don't try to mean to bore anyone here, but I have with me, and I can actually turn on my video here slightly. You'll see it here at the bottom of the screen. I got my Pro Football Weekly, their NFL draft guide, which is help from all over the place there from all their contributors. But I just wanted to read the positives and the negatives about Nick Perry, just to give everybody a little bit of an idea of the newest Green Bay Packer and a guy everybody hopes is going to be. Age, pressed 225 pounds 35 times at the combine. Explosive athlete, boasts a 38.5-inch vertical leap. Flexible to dip, bend, and shave the corner. Very quick-handed, terrific balance, body go. I mean, I like this pick personally as well, and these are the reasons why, because, I mean, mostly what I've talked about here is that his measurables, but they are outstanding measurables because they are a very good blend of size and speed. You know, you talk about just the strength part of it here, or strength and speed, I should say. You know, bench press 225 pounds 35 times. That's amazing. But so now combine the strength with the speed, the 1.51 10-yard split in the 40-yard dash. That is quite the awesome to get after the quarterback. And then the strength to play the run, to anchor. And then they talk about the Stanford game. That is a game against Nick, and apparently Nick Perry gave him a whole lot of troubles that game. So if you want to go check out any video, that is one I suggest you go check out of the newest Green Bay Packer, Nick Perry. Okay, now some of the negatives here. Average length, plays short-armed, and does not leverage the edge. Inconsistent eyes and instincts defending the run, does not feel blocking pressure, straight line mover, average lateral agility, confirmed in poor 20-yard short shuttle times of 4.66 seconds, motor too often runs hot and cold. So there you go. Basically, just what we watched, just what we talked about from, with Al Bracco, the motor that runs hot and cold. And you know that the length, here we go, the summary on Nick Perry: has upfield speed to scream off the edge in the bulk, and weight room strength to handle the left side, but tape does not match words in fly at the snap scheme, and could benefit tremendously from a veteran position coach. And there you go. I mean, that's the part, seemingly. And, a guy who is becoming known for developing outside linebackers, not the least of which is Clay Matthews. And what we'll do here, if you want to call into the show, you want to talk about Nick Perry, you want to talk about the NFL draft, go ahead. The phone number is area code 347-352-0154. Feel free to call in and let's talk some NFL draft here. Everybody wanted the Packers to add to the defense, add to the defensive side of the ball. They just did it. So, feel free to give your impressions here. And I know people are, weighing in on the live blog here, and I'll try to, look in here, peer in from time to time. Sometimes these comments go through faster than I can almost read them here. But, it was available. Like I just laid out to Al Bracco here, the guys on the board, Nick Perry, Courtney Upshaw, Kendall Rias, Harrison Smith. When I knew who was available, I thought they would go Nick Perry. So it didn't surprise me that they took Nick Perry. I absolutely thought they would. My second choice would have been Kendall Rias, who I actually mocked to the Packers. I thought Nick Perry would be gone. I didn't think he would be available, but he was. And I think he can be an impact player for the Packers. I mean, what more can you ask? I mean, you have to think he is going to be the starter from day one. I don't know how you don't insert him right away opposite Clay Matthews. Now, I think that's going to happen as soon as, 2 weeks they're going to have their rookie orientation camp. And, well, it's all rookies then, so you're not really seeing starters per se. But, I mean, after that, you're talking OTAs, you're talking mini camp and things like that. And I think you just insert Nick Perry and go with it. I mean, the sooner you make that move, the more time he has to get comfortable, learn the defense, and get after the passer, things along those lines. So, I think that's what you do with Nick Perry, and I don't think a whole lot of people would disagree. I really think he's starting from day one. I don't even think the Packers coaching staff really dinks around letting Eric Walden play there, or Brad Jones, or anything like that. You just insert Nick Perry and you go. And there's going to be some lumps along the way. He's not going to be a Pro Bowler from day one. There's going to be a learning curve, especially a guy who we talked about here has only played in a three-point stance. He has not played standing up before, so that's going to take some getting used to. But that's what the offseason's for. No doubt about it, it was interesting. Nick Perry actually, in the press conference I attended at the NFL Combine, said he was more comfortable in the three-point stance. From rushing the passer from that three-point stance, playing that defensive end, because that's what he's done. They didn't ask him to stand up at USC. So, when you do that in high school and you do that in college, yeah, that's what you're going to be most comfortable with. And I think, now there's going to be some pressure on him to perform. So, you talk about the motor running hot and cold, and there are ways where that's going to change. And one of them being the position coach who's going to be on his ass all the time. Kevin Green's going to be in his ear if he's not hustling. Because, Kevin Green is going to let him hear it. Everybody else has position. Clay Matthews is going to be doing it over on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So if Clay's doing it, there's going to be pressure on Nick Perry. He better be doing it as well. And now the Packers still have needs elsewhere on the defense. Is he going to be a cure-all? Is he going to be a cure-all? Certainly not. I mean, the Packers still need specifically help at defensive line and safety. So, they basically need starters at both of those positions. Well, I suppose you can probably get away with, Tony Hargrove is your starter at defensive line this year, assuming he is not going to be suspended. That's why the Packers signed him, but they don't know if he's going to be suspended for Bounty Gate or not. And I have no clue. That's going to be coming down the pike apparently next week on the live blog. I see it right here from C.D. Angeli. The cornerback safety situation is still of prime concern right now. No doubt about it. I mean, Nick Collins officially released, so the Packers need to find a starter at the safety position. And you know, some people might speculate that it's Charles Woodson moving to safety. But if so, that still leaves a spot open, though. I mean, if Charles Woodson goes to safety, okay, now there's a spot open in the at the cornerback or the slot position you got to fill. I personally don't think you make that change yet with Charles Woodson. I think you leave him at cornerback. I think you got to leave him at the slot. He is so good in the slot, defending the slot, that I think you got to leave him there. He makes plays from there, rushing the passer, and I think he can handle those guys out of the backfield as long as he doesn't have to chase them too far. And you know what? If the Packers actually do get a pass rush, that's only going to help a guy like Charles Woodson. It's only going to help the whole secondary, for that matter. So now you've got Nick Perry rushing the passer, as in addition to Clay Matthews and B.J. Raji and everybody else. I mean, aren't you a little more confident right now that the Packers can rush the passer a little bit more and not have, and the guys in the secondary aren't going to have to cover quite so long? You know, you got to think that's kind of the direction they're going and kind of the way things are going to work. You know, that's going to only help the defense as a whole. You know, when Charles Woodson, when Tremont Williams, when Sam Shields, when Morgan Burnett don't have to sit there and cover forever. You know, opposing quarterbacks had a lot of time this past year. They'd sit back there in the pocket and dissect the Packers' defense. And that's why they gave up the most passing yards in NFL history. You know, that's a big part of the reason, maybe not the whole reason. So you address that need with Nick Perry. So you know, there's this whole debate about going best player available or versus drafting for need. I personally think the Packers did both with what they had available to them, which when that happens, that you love that when it happens. You know, when drafting for need dovetails with drafting the best player available. And that's what the Packers, in my opinion, did. You know, by getting Nick Perry, USC pass rusher, Nick Perry, a guy in, let me see if I look back here in the Pro Football Weekly draft preview with his sack numbers. Let's see, just in 2011 here, he led the Pac-12 in sacks after posting 54 tackles, 13 tackles for a loss, and 9.5 sacks with 3 batted passes and 3 forced fumbles and 12 starts. And you got to remember that the USC defense was pretty well, was pretty good, played pretty well this past season. You know, that here they are in the Pac-12, what are they, the South Division now? Pac-12 broke up in divisions, and they're ineligible because of what happened back in the Reggie Bush era. You know, what'd he take, impermissible benefits? And anyway, so they're ineligible to play for the first ever Pac-12 championship game. Otherwise, they would have been in it. And you know what? It would have been a fantastic matchup had USC played Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. Who knows if the Badgers, the Wisconsin Badgers, would have faced Oregon in the Rose Bowl had they had to go through USC instead of UCLA, who ended up going to a bowl game with a losing record. Not that that's UCLA's fault. You know, when USC is not even eligible, you know, it's hard to blame that on UCLA. But a good defense at USC, regardless. Very good defense. One of the best in the country this past year. And Nick Perry being a big part of that. And you know, I haven't watched the film of when UCLA took on Stanford. But I've heard about this read about it from several places, about the job Nick Perry did against Stanford. And of course, Stanford was a good team. This is the team that Andrew Luck led, a team that played in a BCS Bowl themselves What did Stanford play in? They played in the Fiesta Bowl, correct? And Nick Perry has a good outing against them, to say the least, and a guy going against an NFL caliber left tackle in Jonathan Martin. Martin didn't get drafted today, did he? It was thought that he might be a first round draft choice, but didn't end up, you know, playing out that way. Looks like he'll be a second round draft choice. And, you know, I suppose here I can just take a look at some of the best players available, some of the best players left on the board with you know, day two coming up now. And the one who's still on the board here is Courtney Upshaw, you know, the outside linebacker from Alabama that people thought the Packers might take. And now that the Packers have addressed their outside linebacker situation, this is not going to be a position that probably the Packers address. You know, maybe they do late in the draft again, but I can't see him taking an outside linebacker again anytime soon. You just hope that Nick Perry holds down the fort there for a very long time, along with Clay Matthews as well. And, you know, I suppose that Nick Perry, from everything I've heard, has been a very durable player, which is also a positive, which is also a tally in his column. You know, you don't want to be drafting guys with injury histories, especially in the first round. I mean, sometimes it's almost inevitable that you draft a guy that's had an injury somewhere along the line. You just don't want that injury history to be lengthy. And it doesn't look like the Packers did that with Perry, or they got a pretty healthy guy. I see on the, you know, I just take a look here. Every year, Sports Illustrated really puts together a best available list. If you just go Google Sports Illustrated and best available NFL draft, it'll probably pop up near the top. Kind of a continuous tracker of who the best players are still left on the board. Peter Kahn's the center from Wisconsin. I can't imagine he's going to last long into the second round. It was kind of thought that he could be a first rounder as well. Of course, a lot of Wisconsin fans kind of, you know, have a lot of knowledge of him, seeing as he played for the Badgers and was a Wisconsin native. Play, you know, I think he comes from Nina, played at Nina High School before that. But so I mean, the Packers have a need for a center, the long-term solution at center. But jumping up all the way into the early second round is going to be a big jump for them. You know, if the Packers want to trade up sometime, do they want to do it early in the second round? Because you're probably giving up your third to do that as well. And you know, it's not to say they couldn't do that, but, you know, do you just want to wait till maybe mid-second round or late second round as well? Of Kendall Reyes, the guy I thought the Packers would take, you know, in my mock draft before they selected, before I knew who was still on the board, who was still available. You know, he's still going to be, you know, attractive to them. I think Kendall Reyes will be going early in the second round as well. So I don't know how long the, you know, he'll be hanging around, and if the Packers could afford to jump all the way early into the second to get him. So those are some of the top guys, perhaps. Jarrell Worthy, the defensive lineman from Michigan State, still on the board. Bobby Wagner, the inside linebacker from Utah State. Casey Hayward, the cornerback from Vanderbilt. These are all some guys who are still available. Brandon Thompson, the defensive lineman from Clemson. That's who we actually selected in Mock 4 at Mach1.net, the internet mock draft Zach Cruz and myself took part in here. Zach from Cheesehead TV took part in the internet mock draft, the 7-round mock draft. So, you know, here we are, folks. The Packers addressed the defensive needs on the defensive side of the football. Rejoice. The defense will hopefully be getting better this year, this season for the Packers. That I think that's what everybody wanted. It was hard to predict who the Packers would take. You know, everybody had their prediction. And certainly a lot of people had Nick Perry going to the Packers, but You know, I think I would see Shea McClellan a lot, things like that. So, you know, lots of differing opinions out there, but it's official. Nick Perry, the newest member, outside linebacker from the Green Bay Packers. Everybody hoping he provides a pass rush. So, you know, hopefully Packer fans will sleep well tonight, knowing that they're going to get a couple more sacks than they did a year ago. Or cross your fingers at least and hope that they do, because the Packers offense is still going to be potent. Now the defense just needs to catch up with them. And you know, two more rounds tomorrow. Who knows how many picks the Packers will end up with, whether they'll trade up or not. But, you know, still big needs on the defensive side of the ball, defensive line, secondary, particularly safety. What did the Packers do? Nobody knows, but it's going to be interesting nonetheless. So, really, everybody, thank you so much for joining us here at Cheesehead TV today for our first round coverage. We had hundreds of viewers on today, hundreds following along with our live blog. That is fantastic, and we love every single one of you for joining us. I appreciate that you would think to even listen to me here on this show. So I know you have a lot of options available to you, both on television and elsewhere on the internet. So thank you for choosing us over all your other choices, and we hope to see you back here tomorrow. Same thing's going to happen the next 2 days of the draft. We're going to be having the same live blog coverage. I'm going to be coming on after every Packers selection, coming on broadcasting, giving you instant analysis and reaction, talking to more of our contributors for our Pro Football Draft preview, interviewing these guys. So make sure to stick around, stay tuned. I'll be back on air tomorrow. We'll be having articles up on Nick Perry. I'm going to repost the one I wrote on him earlier this year. So you know, check out that a little bit later. Again, thank you everyone. Thanks for checking us out. We'll see you here tomorrow night again. And go Pack, go, everyone. We'll see you.